Hello, Paul Auerter with Medscape Infectious Diseases, speaking on the topic of food safety. As an infectious disease physician, we are often asked to advise patients to help avoid illness when traveling overseas, so taking care not to eat fresh fruit and vegetables so as to avoid a gastroenteritis, or immune-suppressed patients, for example, avoiding high-risk foods such as shellfish or soft cheeses. The Food and Drug Administration has estimated that 1 in 6 people in the United States annually become ill with a foodborne transmitted infection, and that up to 130,000 people are hospitalized with illnesses serious enough, and 3,000 deaths from foodborne infection. Historically, there has not been much inspection of some of the foods now more common than ever that have been implicated in outbreak investigations, such as raspberries, lettuce, spinach, and so on, such that many people have taken to eating organic foods with the belief that this perhaps has a better or less health risks. There's not very much data regarding this, and indeed one recent Annals of Internal Medicine article found the data rather light, that there really are not associated clinical outcomes that could be identified with eating organic foods over conventional foods, although the rate of antibiotic resistant bacteria identified in organic foods was indeed less than conventional. FoodNet, a group that has tracked foodborne infections for years at select sites, has found the incidence of certain foodborne infections less, such as Campylobacter and E. coli, although Salmonella really has been flat over the last decade and remains targeted as an intervention group. Perhaps because of the growing number of outbreaks that have been identified, there was an impetus to Congress to pass the 2010 Food Safety Modernization Act, which now 2 years later has still not been enforced, but new regulations were just issued in January of 2013 for public comment. And I thought it was worthwhile for any physician to be aware of what the government is trying to regulate in the public health interest to avoid foodborne diseases. There are essentially two rules. One is that food processors need to develop protocols to reduce risks of contamination. The FDA may audit this, for example, raw eggs that might be used, for example, in ice creams and so on, should not be anywhere close to the finished product, for example, to cause contamination with something like Salmonella. The second rule targets more fresh fruits and vegetables, ensuring purity of water that's used for irrigation, either by spray or drip methods. And for example, taking farmers to avoid manure that might contaminate irrigation water that then would have E. coli land on lettuce leaves and so on and transmitted. So this is these two rules, which I think are just commonsensical issues that we as consumers thought might have been going on, have never been carried out with any kind of legal enforcement, have always been just either guidances or totally voluntary. So these laws are thought to increase costs for food, but I think this would be a small burden if spread out over our entire population that might enhance food safety and really have some impact, such that the FDA thinks that there would be 175 million fewer foodborne infections a year if these were carried out. Interestingly, imported foods, for which the FDA, of course, would have less control overseas, account for 15% of our foods, and how this will be regulated remains unclear. What I think is an important point for many of us infectious diseases is that perhaps we'll see less of the outbreak investigations, which many of us have grown accustomed to hearing at meetings. But importantly, when there's regulation, there's often an impetus for innovation, such that regulators, as well as scientists and academics, might work with the food industry generally to help produce a better product and better safety for all of us here in the United States. Thanks for listening.